Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.
Good day, KYUK listeners. My name is Ellen, and this is the KUC Corner, where you can catch up on news, educational opportunities, job opportunities, and on-campus events for the University of Alaska Fairbanks' Kuskokwim campus. Today, we have some announcements for you, including job openings, scholarship opportunities for current or prospective students, and I'll also be highlighting some of the ways that you can save money as a student at our campus. First, Sackett Hall is still looking for an experienced cook to join their team. This is an opportunity to work among some of the most ambitious and inspiring young people of the YK Delta. We provide food service in the dorm, and though it is in a cafeteria setting, because we are small, we have more flexibility than a typical cafeteria. We strive to provide healthy, interesting, and wholesome menu options. The cook position welcomes creativity and is a great opportunity to expand your skills in the kitchen. This is a full-time job with a competitive wage and full benefits. If you are an experienced cook and wish to join our team, please apply today at www.careers.alaska.edu. Feel free to call 543-4566 with any questions. Second, I want to give a warm welcome to the 18 high school students and two chaperones who are here in Bethel today from CHEVAC for a week-long behavioral health professional camp. These students will be receiving mental health first aid training from the YKHC AHEC department and one university credit from the University of Alaska Fairbanks in their introduction to behavioral health professions. In addition to this, they will also have the opportunity to learn from elders in our community. We are so very excited to have these students here on our campus for the week. Third, I want to remind our current and prospective students about one of the many ways to save money when going to college, and that is applying to scholarships. I have a few upcoming deadlines I'd like to announce, but please note that this is not an exhaustive list. There are so many opportunities available to you as a student, and I encourage you to explore those further by stopping by the Kuskokwim campus and picking up our complete scholarship list. First, CVRF scholarship deadline is on May 31st. Second, there are three scholarships with the same deadline, and I'm going to list them here. First, there's the ONC scholarship deadline on June 1st. Second, also on June 1st, is the John Active Memorial Scholarship. And third, the Mary Tunick Pete Scholarship is also due on June 1st. This last scholarship I want to elaborate on a little bit more. This scholarship is a special one set up through the Bethel Community Services Foundation as a collaboration between Mary's partner, Hubert Angayak, and the UAF Kuskokwim campus. To quote the BCS Foundation website, the Mary Tunick Pete Legacy Scholarship will support KUC students with a preference given to students who are Alaska Native women. Mary deeply valued perseverance and retention. To encourage retention, the scholarship will only be available to returning students second year and beyond. So all three of those scholarships that I just mentioned are due on Saturday, June 1st. Following the deadlines for those scholarships, there's also the AVCP and Chilista Education and Culture Scholarship, which are both due by Sunday, June 30th. Please, please, please do not delay in preparing for these upcoming scholarship deadlines. If you have any questions or need help, you can contact Dorothy Chase at 907-543-4563 or email her at dechase@alaska.edu. While we're on the topic of scholarships and saving money for students, I want to mention a drawing that KUC is putting on this month. This drawing will provide the exciting opportunity for three students to receive a three-credit tuition waiver. If you think about this, this is the equivalent of taking a class for free, with a total cost savings of $729. In order to be eligible for this drawing, students must do each of the following things before the deadline on May 31st. First, you need to have filed for your FAFSA for the 2019-2020 school year. Second, you need to have applied for 3 or more scholarships. Third, you need to be registered for your fall 2019 classes. If you think you qualify or have any questions about the drawing for this money-saving opportunity, please contact Dorothy Chase. Again, her phone number is 907-543-4563, or you can email her at dechase@alaska.edu. For those who are just now joining us, you are listening to KUC Corner, where I have just finished announcing a job opportunity, some scholarship deadlines, and an opportunity to enter a contest to win one of 3 3-credit tuition waivers. Up next, I'm going to highlight announcements pertaining to senior citizens interested in taking classes, as well as some announcements for the Sackett Hall dormitory. Did you know that if you are 65 years or older, a permanent resident of Alaska, and eligible for full Social Security benefits, you might be eligible for a senior citizen tuition waiver at the Kuskokwim campus? If the idea of taking courses through KUC interests you, please contact us for more information by calling 907-543-4500 or toll-free at 1-800-478-5822. Have you heard about KUC's new lowered tuition rates here at the Sackett Hall dormitory? We are very excited to announce that beginning in the fall semester, we are lowering our room and board rates by over 25%. Sackett Hall offers housing and food service for up to 37 students on the Kuskokwim campus, right next door to the building where classes take place. Residents get free Wi-Fi, cable TV, access to the Sackett Hall fitness room and computer lab, and free access to the YK Fitness Center and pool. We provide a wide range of activity programming in a community environment that supports a student's academic goals while allowing them to stay close to home. And now it all costs less than it has in many years. Additionally, we have eliminated the Sackett Hall application fee. There's never been a better time to come to KUC. This brings us to the end of our show. I want to thank all of you listeners, as always, for tuning in to hear about the latest scholarship opportunities, exciting new course offerings, events at the Cultural Center, the KUC Recycling Program, and much more. You can contact us by phone at 907-543-4500 or calling toll-free at 1-800-478-5822. And don't forget to like our page on Facebook at Kuskokwim Campus UAF. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
that with me walks the sun that's in tonight. And the wind's crashing around me, the sense that's out to sea. And the winds that blow remind me of what has been.
Lighthouse's Tale by Nickel Creek, right here on Coffee at KYUK. Monday morning's Coffee at KYUK is reserved for the KUC Corner. Excited to be a partner with KUC. That content rate runs a little light in terms of length, so I'm adding to the mix a Monday morning climate highlight. So, for the first time and to continue on Monday mornings, you can expect to hear the climate highlight. So here it is, without any further ado, and then we'll be done for the day, so you hear me say goodbye after that.
Here's your climate highlight for KYUK. It's barely the middle of May, but spring ice breakup is about done up and down the Kuskokwim and on other rivers in southwest Alaska. Breakup dates were much earlier than normal everywhere, the earliest of record at Nikolai, Bethel, and Napakiak, and the third earliest of record at Akiak. Generally low snowpack and a gradual melt allowed the ice to slowly rot in most areas, though water levels are increasing now with some recent rain and as the mountain snowmelt runs down towards the ocean. This elevated water will allow occasional ice flows to continue in many locations, so boat travelers on area rivers should, of course, proceed with caution. The precipitation outlook for the second half of May from NOAA's Climate Prediction Center calls for below normal rainfall, so lower river levels may be in our near future. I'm Rick Tolman with the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, coffee at KYK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.